Good morning, Dale.
You know, as we hear more and more about Las Vegas, concerts moving forward, security is definitely going to be heightened. I don't know if you've heard this, but the 2017 ACL Music Festival in Austin, that's one of those big outdoor country festivals. They're actually offering refunds, and so far the organizers say very few requests have come in, but security is a key concern.
It really is, and Luke Bryan is working with local officials to do everything possible to keep fans safe at his last farm tour concerts this week. Tomorrow, you can see Luke perform on Good Morning America. Dierks Bentley just donated blood to help wounded Vegas victims. He says he's finally been able to smile again because he hasn't been able to function at all since the shooting. He's had a deep sadness and says, "My heart breaks over and over again for those fans in Vegas and their families."
I don't know about you, but I have kind of been in a fog all week. I think I'm starting to come out of it now. But things that we do every day on the show, like our fun little game, Beat the Terrorist, we're not going to do that this week. We may bring that back on Monday, but it's just... We slowly emerge, and this happens really every time there's something like this in the country.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's been kind of a cloud hanging over. Tim and Faith's first ever duets album will be out next month, but we still don't know the record's title or official release date. Their Soul to Soul concert special airs November 17th on Showtime. Midland say their success has their parents taking videos as they drive whenever one of the guys' songs comes on the radio. They know that's highly dangerous, so they've asked their families to please stop. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.